you learn anything about your team tonight that you didn't know before?
Oh, it's too small a sample to say that there's anything that you saw there is going to be consistent for the whole year. You know, just I think we saw what we had expected. I thought we were, I thought that it played hard. And early on, you're never going to be as aggressive as you want your team to be because you really have to have your reads down. So that comes with repetition and practice. And, you know, we've hit kind of each system once only. So there's the things that we a little fatigued out there. Some of the sharpness for we haven't been scrimmaging, you know, some of the sharpness wasn't there. But at the same time, we got into trouble. You know, the positioning was still pretty good. You know, the guys that had played here last year got to the right spots, got a stick on the puck, did some good things. And it's pretty much what we had expected.
A lot of interest in young guys like Morrissey, Ehlers, Patan, and Lowry. What did you think of them tonight?
Yeah, all of them as a group. They each at times showed what they do for a living and what they're good at. So there's positive in that. The key for these guys now is it'll be a bit of consistency, and you're looking to see a comfort level every game that they play, and they'll play a lot of exhibition games where we'll get our system down a little more each day, and so then you're looking a little harder at their positioning and then to see what it is that they do well. Everybody has to have something to be in this league, and each one of those kids, and you could see it tonight, they all had their moments where you saw either their speed or their strength or their playmaking ability, and we'll just look to see a little more of it.
You've been talking a lot about challenging the guys to get better on a daily basis. So, you know, in order to do that tonight, they had to come and play with some jam. Do you think you saw that?
I think they had to fight through some fatigue, and I think they did that. We weren't nearly as aggressive in our own end, especially. We weren't as physical at times during the course of the game. Part of that is, you know, to throw a hit, you got to get there. To get there, you got to make the read that you're supposed to. So we were a little off on a bunch of those things. I saw enough. I mean, I'd expect us to drag it around a little bit, and I thought we did. But then there are also enough good things that positives. I know, first exhibition game, it's just kind of hard to get excited about the results of an exhibition game. Got what we wanted. I thought they would have liked about it, so I didn't think any of the guys who know they're on the team played like that. The top-end guys played hard. I didn't think that there was anything out there that we can't fix in terms of systems. There was no any of the things we didn't like. We're not saying, hey, geez, we're going to have to learn to live with that. And we're going to get better at all those things. We'll get better at every day, and we'll get faster, we'll get quicker. And when we come off the hammer a little bit in about a week and a half, the legs will feel a little bit stronger. We'll close the gap a little bit quicker, and we'll look far more aggressive than I think we did tonight.
Perreault was saying tonight that he felt like his job was to make sure Ehlers was okay, that he was telling him, yeah, you can calm down, everything's going to be all right. Do you feel like this is the job of a veteran for a rookie?
Something that we asked him to do, you know, and Chris Thorburn as well. Chris is a real good communicator on the bench, and that's why Mike Frolik was playing with Nick Patan and Adam Lowry. That's part of that job, and we appreciate them doing it. It's an interesting dynamic about how friendly you're going to be to those kids, because at some point they're taking somebody's job, right? So We appreciate that veteranness from him, that he reaches out, and he's a skilled player. So they can relate to each other into the things that Matthews learned about the NHL. Nick's going to learn about it too, and that's part of the reason why those two guys were together tonight.
Obviously, it's early, but what do you think of the way Andre Pavlik looked in the net in terms of confidence and calm and those sorts of things?
Yeah, we had good goaltending tonight. He looks like that to me most nights. You know, I thought we started to fatigue for me second halfway through that period. Hutch went in, had a little bit more action and looked good. We were a little slow getting out of the gate at the start, so Pav had to be good. Yeah, Pav, he's fine.
Michael Hutchinson said that he saw a bit of a difference in front of him in the defensive game, and you've been maybe preaching that a little bit. What did you see?
I think that's Hutch being positive, because we got some work to do there. But again, The defensive zone is the area that I think will make the most improvement in. We spent more time in there than we will because we weren't as physically assertive on we just weren't nearly as physical on our own end as we will get to. It's hard to be physical in your own end when you're got a little bit of the coach's piano on your back. You know, we've taken it out of them a little bit by design. So we'll get more aggressive. Yeah, and at least, you know, now, even going back, I understand the D zone a little bit with what, when the mistakes are made, we can pick the reads up real quick. The guys on the bench understand it. So we've had one day where we focused on defensive zone coverage. It was okay tonight. It'll get better.
Thanks, folks.
Okay.